Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All the receivers out. He dropped the ball. Cutler gets it back and throws to 14 for a touchdown.
The composure of Jay Cutler. The two best snap.
Their two best players come through on the biggest play of the game.
I remember those days. I think our next guest does too.
Strangely enough, they weren't that long ago.
I know they were. I don't want to age.
I will say that. When Jay came in was the last time that I felt like there was this level of excitement for Bears quarterback.
Let's talk to Matt Forte, one of the greatest, most accomplished running backs in Chicago Bears history, as both a runner and a receiver. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. What's up, Matt?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We are doing really well. Thanks so much for joining us. I do want to talk about your book in a little bit, but I wanted to get your thoughts on excitement. You know, we talked a little bit, God, maybe it was in May or so, about the excitement that people feel after the drafting of Caleb Williams. Uh-huh. What's it been like for you? When people stop you on the street, do they want to talk to you about Caleb Williams and the Bears?
Absolutely, absolutely. I probably get more questions than he does about it. But everybody wants to know what we think. And I'm excited, too. I'm just as excited as everybody else is. But I am more the reserved excited. I've always been that way. You know that, Lawrence. I am more cautious as well. I don't want to, you know, damper it, the excitement. But my concern isn't really the talent on the team and all of that. My concern would really actually be with more of the play calling and where we're going as far as the identity in the offense. Because like you said earlier, there hasn't been this kind of excitement since Jay Cutler had you know, joined the team my second year in the league. And it was like, man, we got a big time quarterback and, you know, everybody was hyped and excited about it. And sometimes we get ahead of ourselves and don't realize that we play outdoor in Chicago. And so we throw the ball 100 times a game and we end up getting behind and try to have to run the ball. And then later in the season, we're trying to run the ball because it's cold and bad weather. And then we're trying to do something that we haven't done early in the season to try to make up for the mistakes or the opportunities that we missed early. I don't want our team to do that, to get so ahead of ourselves with a rookie quarterback to say, hey, let's just put it all in his hands and throw the ball 70 times a game. I think we could help him out by having our great defense play some really good football and then running the ball, because he's really good in play action as well. So setting up those pass plays, letting them get on the move and on the run, as we saw in preseason, some of those dynamic throws that he made in those games.
But Matt, if he's the guy, and I know exactly what you're saying, and that I have generally defaulted to your position my entire life of football fandom and observation. But if he's the guy, I want him to bend time and space around him and go be the guy and have our jaws drop and say, I'm going to make everybody look great and I'm going to make everybody happy.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And if we look at some of the offenses that have had these quarterbacks like that, that they're the guy. You know, if we look at the Tom Brady's, the Drew Brees, the, you know, the Aaron Rodgers, they all had an effective, you know, kind of complementary run game that helped them out as well. They are super generational type of talent. They don't just fall off the tree. And let's say Caleb Williams is that. It's only going to make them better by having a dynamic run game, being able to take the pressure off of them and keep another good quarterback when you get into the playoffs off the field, and then having a solid defense to take the pressure off of them, especially as a rookie. So I think either way you look at it, and I'm not being biased because I'm a running back. I just know I know from experience is that, you know, a solid run game is going to really help out not only a rookie quarterback, but any quarterback who the defense can't just pin their ears back and rush the passer, you know, every down.
What's impressed you the most from what you've seen of Caleb Williams?
I would say the just natural playmaking ability, the intangible things that you, you know, you can't really recruit. You just have to wait to see that he has it. The throws that he makes and the pinpoint accuracy on a lot of stuff moving out of the pocket. But other than that, though, those intangible things that are hard to recruit, while people miss on a lot of quarterbacks, is the leadership aspect, the stuff that, you know, doesn't show up on the stat sheet, the staying after practice, the watching film, the how do you help other guys become better at their craft and their game. So I think that is what's going to be the key to it, but also what I see early on in him that is impressive.
So when it comes to when a quarterback is staying after and watching film, I think he's in a really interesting position because he's got some vets. You know, he's got DJ Moore and he's got Keenan Allen, who seems to be a really, really strong, smart watcher of film to understand what defenses are doing post-snap. And he's got DeAndre Swift. So it seems like he's in a much better position than most rookies are because he's going to have guys that have made plays in their careers offensively to help him out, even if it's just learning how the NFL game is played.
That's right. He's coming into probably one of the – I mean, he couldn't pick a situation as good as this with the type of receivers that he has and weapons around him, veteran presence in the tight end room, in the receiver room, and then even in the running back room. And so, you know, to be able to have those type of guys, not just as weapons, but as someone to bounce ideas off of, to watch film with, to get on the same page with, because these guys have seen pretty much every defense, every look that's been thrown at them, how to run certain routes against certain defenses and, you know, blitzes and, you know, different coordinators that they've played against. That have all tried to focus on them and stop them. And, you know, when you got a guy like DJ and Keenan on the outside, they have, you know, defensive coordinators who have, you know, made it a game plan and a scheme to stop them specifically. And so if you can still have guys be successful in that and have gone up against those type of things, you have a lot to prepare for, but you have an experienced preparation. It's something different when you're non-experiential and you're just preparing for a cover two or a cover three or this type of zone blitz. It's different when you have guys who have been through the fire and they know how to run routes and do different play designs against those things where they can really help him out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mentally in the game and to decipher and to recognize a lot of different looks out there. And that's what it really comes down to when it comes to the difference between an average or below average quarterback and then that next top tier kind of quarterback.
What advice would you give a rookie about the opener, about the your first ever NFL game?
The advice I would give them, I would say, if I'm looking back at 2008 and against the Sunday night against the Colts, what I would have wanted to hear would be, is don't put too much pressure on yourself. You're here for a reason, and go out there and do it and have fun doing it, because, you know, you've been given a talent. And then also, you know, you should know whether you worked hard enough or not. The greatest thing about the NFL is that you can't hide. There is no hiding out there. If you didn't prepare well enough or you didn't work hard enough, it's going to show up. And so this is the greatest, especially your first game, the greatest revealer of where you're at. And if you can really play this game and how much improvement that you need to do. My first game obviously broke, you know, Gail Sayers' record or something like that. I don't even remember what the record is, but did something amazing. But at the same time, I went back and watched film, and there were some mistakes. There were some pass blocking mistakes. There were some, you know, ball handling mistakes, things like that, that I had to work on. So as good of a game as you can play, always know there's something to work on. And that professional attitude is what's going to take you into a long career that'll help you to be successful.
Matt, you were in some offensive huddles with guys that wanted the football. Let's just say it that way. Guys who thought they were open. And look, you were a guy that also was open a lot, and you helped quarterbacks out a lot. How does that work inside of a huddle? And what things will Caleb need to be aware of when he's got guys that want to make plays for him and they go, hey, you know, Rook, I was open. I got this guy, you know, just look my way. How does that stuff get figured out in the moment in a game and then during like the next week when you're going through the film of it?
Yeah, it's one of those things where everybody's got to let their pride down. There's only one football to go around, and at the same time, you only have two eyes at quarterback, so you can't see everything. And if there's an instance where a guy is open and he, you know, say the quarterback didn't see it and they come back and talk about it, it's all about the approach. It's like, hey, the next time we get to a route when it's cover one on the backside and I'm man-to-man, I'm going to beat this guy because I did it last time. And then it becomes a trust thing. if you say that, and then the second time you come out there and you don't beat them, then the quarterback's not going to trust you. He's not going to go back to you. But I used to tell guys all the time who complained, if they complained about, man, you know, I'm over there, give me the ball, I only got four catches right now, and this and that, is what's best, you know, for the team and in the moment that we're in. You know, the what's best is not getting you 10, 20 catches. If you want to do that, play running back. I used to tell them all the time, yeah, you want 20, 30 touches a game? Come play running back. Get in the running back room. But no, they don't want to get in the trenches to do that. That's a different type of deal. You know what I'm saying? So it just comes down to, like, man, dropping your pride and realizing, like, let's go with what's working right now. If what's working is, you know, us running the ball 30 times, then that's what's working. It's going to win the game. If it's what's working right now is spreading the ball out and, you know, hitting short passes, then that's what we got to go with. So it's got to all be, you know, got to be all geared towards winning the game and not just, you know, padding stats and all these other things. If you're playing good ball and you're on the same page and you have an identity as a football team, stats will come. You ain't got to worry about that.
Our guest, Matt Forte, has a book out.
Yeah!
It's a book for kids available on Amazon, and it is called My Hair Can. And it's a joyful, rhyming picture book that invites diverse girls and boys to embrace their natural hair with an uplifting reminder of their self-worth. What compelled you to create this?
Yeah, I'm an author now, guys. But
it's wild, man.
What compelled me to do it is my lovely oldest daughter. She is 11 now, but we were in school when she was in school a few years ago, and I have recently been retired. And as the world is, a comment was made about her skin and her hair texture. And you know, even me as a father. And having four kids, I always take each one individually and try to pour into them and tell them that they have worth and value, that no one can tell you, you know, who you are and what you are just by their words. But at the same time, you have to fill them up because the world will try to discredit that. And they will try to say something and tell you and put a box around you and tell you what you can't do and what you are. But even with doing that, I wanted to, you know, write this book to take something that was sour, to take something that was a negative and make it into a positive, not only for her, but for other children out there who may have had something said to them or incurred some kind of emotional trauma throughout their upbringing or in school. And I've gotten a lot of great feedback from a lot of African-American women and Hispanic women, like, you know, cultured people who have different texture kind of hair, who said they wish they had this book growing up because, you know, things were said to them about their hair or the way that they look, and they just never really got around to it until they were, you know, older to understand it. Like, look, I was made this way, and I need to look at myself because I'm beautiful. And my hope for the book is with young people that they would understand that they're uniquely made. Like, everybody is different, just like there's nobody who has the same fingerprints, and that you're made that way because you're specifically you, and that if you love yourself, you will love other people. The ones who lash out and, you know, say things and do other things and hate, it's because they're not happy with themselves. There's something on the inside that's wrong. So I want the kids to understand that, you know, they can look in the mirror, love themselves, and the great thing about it is, you know, it's not just, you know, girls we're talking about. We're talking about girls and boys, because we want to embrace everybody who, you know, you have the dynamic look of having hair and it not being all that there is to you, but it is an outward appearance that supports the inward health and the inward emotional stability of being able to love yourself and love other people.
I also love, Matt, that you guys make a point, too, about those people that have either not grown their hair in fully or have lost their hair because of treatment, and that the solidarity that can be formed when people decide that they're going to cut their hair to be with and show that they love their friends that are going through it.
That's right. I've been around a lot of family members, and you know, even when we go to the Bears Cares Gala, Kevin Warren, you know, said everybody who has had someone impacted by cancer, you know, stand up, and the whole room stood up. And so, unfortunately, when people go through that and they have, you know, treatments, a lot of times their hair falls out. And so, you know, someone who, if someone, that's a major part of your appearance, it can be in a kind of a thing that affects you in the way that you look. But as a way to support people who have to go through that battle and fight through that, and then also to show a way in solidarity that, yeah, you know, we see you and we acknowledge what you're going through, and we stand with you in that same, you know, pain of that process in order to heal.
Matt Forte's book, My Hair Can, as mentioned, available on Amazon, and it is available on Kindle as well.
And your daughter gets a credit, too, for being an author, right?
Yeah, she actually helped me, you know, with the rhyming scheme. We would sit down and brainstorm, like, hey, how does this sound in this verse? And then she put her, you know, her two cents in on that, and she's on the inside cover as co-author with me. And that's one of those legacy things when we talk about nobody's going to remember how many touchdowns I scored and all of these things, but, you know, especially not my kids, but they will remember their name being in this book and it being a reflection of them and the love that I have for them.
All right, now to the important stuff real quick. Green Wave football, number 17, Kansas State.
Right.
Kansas State is coming to Yulman Stadium, and this is going to be now 2 weeks in a row. Then it's going to be at number 15, Oklahoma, for the upstart Green Wave. What are you thinking?
Oh, man, we're primed to go 3-0. And I've been talking trash to Tommy Harris already for that game in a couple of weeks. But now I'm excited for Tulane. Last year, they played Kansas State as well up there and came away with the win. And I think it sparked something in them the rest of the season. So they're coming down to the Big Easy, and they're going to be in Yulman Stadium. It's probably going to be 1,000 degrees. So we're used to that down there. You know, that's what you get when you come to the Boot. But I think it's a good place for us to be in. And I went down there a few weeks ago to talk with Coach Summerall. And I saw the culture that he's created with this team. And, man, he is the guy. He's an awesome coach. And he's not one of those guys that's just running players in like a football mill. He really creates a great culture that extends outside of football because, you know, guys have lives after college and after professional sports as well. So, man, he's doing a great job of doing that, and you can see that it shows up on the field.
Well, just please don't mention, when you mentioned the Boot, I was telling Jason Leisure this the other day. Since you left, there's a new dormitory at the same corner of Broadway and Zimple that is right across Zimple from the Boot. And, of course, it's the dorm where our son is in his first year at Tulane. Of course.
So, yeah, tell your son to stay away from that Boot.
Too late.
He meant the state.
I know. Yeah. That's why the bar is called the Boot, because you say the Boot down there, and all the kids are like, the Boot? Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Tell him to stay away. Stay away from that. I stepped into the Boot a few times, but not much. I was running stadiums in the parking garage.
Smart man.
Smart man. Matt, congratulations on the book. It's outstanding work. My Hair Can is the name of the book. And thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank y'all, man. You guys are always a pleasure to talk to.
That is Matt Forte, an all-time Bears great.
I agree wholeheartedly. And really an outstanding individual.
670 The Score and Circuit Sports Illinois are teaming up to celebrate the start of football season next Thursday, September 12th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Our show and afternoon show will be live from the Lake Street Plaza at Prudential. Food trucks, games, and more throughout the day. Circuit Sports Illinois will have merch for customers that download the app and deposit next Thursday, September 12th, 10 to 6. The Score and Circuit Sports Illinois. Straight ahead, the solid wall of sound.
You will hit a wall, hit a wall, hit a wall, hit a wall.
The wall?
The wall.
The wall?
Wall to wall, brother.
You're breaking the wall!
This wall. The wall.
Today the Cubs are taking on Anthony Rizzo and the Yankees in the series opener at Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage is coming up soon, 12:45. Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, first pitch 1:20 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network, but that music means the Wall of Sound is here. Adam Studzinski has put it together.
And this music means let's get it. Why don't we start on Tuesday? Dominique Foxworth was on the show, and he told us how he thinks defenses might attack Caleb Williams.
Well, I think what you normally want to do to young quarterbacks is make them confused and uncomfortable. And that's one of the things about Caleb Williams that's been really encouraging. And of course, it's only preseason, but he looks comfortable at almost all times. There's going to come some series in this season where he's not going to look comfortable, and some games where he is going to be confused. And that's what I'd be trying to do, confuse him with the safety looks. And most importantly, get pressure on him. And sadly, the offensive line for the Bears is much better than it was when you were trying to build around Justin Fields. But if there's one weak point on this offense, I would say it's the offensive line. So getting pressure on him will make him uncomfortable and show him confusing looks, things that defenses in college weren't able to do.
The NFL has a way of humbling young quarterbacks. When we look at C.J. Stroud and what happened with him last year, that there's already a lot of pressure for Caleb Williams to be that. And I think that's an outlier and dangerous comparison.
I think it's definitely dangerous comparison, but I think he might be better, honestly. I think C.J. Stroud, and I'm sorry, maybe I don't want to get the hopes up too high, but I think what we have with him and with most rookie quarterbacks, you want to find a way to take pressure off of them. You want to have a solid run game, have receivers like DJ Moore. It's a receiver that you don't have to hit him deep. You can hit DJ Moore short and he can take it deep. There are situations where you want to take pressure off of rookie quarterbacks. And as long as you can do that, I think, and as long as Caleb is accepting and that not every play is, he can't win every single play in the NFL. I think his big plays, no one has any question about him having wild plays. They're going to be there. The questions, I think, are can he consistently be average where you ask him to be and not give up the wow in the other direction plays? So I have no concern about Caleb having highlights. The question is, between the highlights, can he keep it together and not try to make a highlight every time out on the field? I think he's going to be a really special player, especially in that situation that Ryan Poles put together for him.
You want more optimism? I've got it for you, and it's coming from our dear friend Alex Brown, who is all in on this Bears team.
I love the quarterback. I've expressed that for a while now. I think he's going to be phenomenal, assuming they can keep him upright and he stays healthy. I think he's going to be a phenomenal player. I think early on, right now, they'll have to continue to do that because I'm not sure how long Keenan Allen will be there. I'm not sure how much juice DeAndre Swift have. So you got to continue adding these pieces around him. But you add Rome Odunze, you still got years with DJ Moore, you got Cole Kmet. I think it's going to be phenomenal watching them. Watching an offense that truly, I mean, it's going to be fireworks, I think, every week. But to have that in the defense, because I do think they have a top 10 defense currently. I think they can grow into that top five and be in the conversation of a top five defense. And if you tell me that we got an offense, and I fully believe they'll score 28 points a game, you got an offense that can score 28 points a game, and you got a defense that's teetering on top five in the league, nah, there's no reason for me to be holding back here. I'm all in. If it breaks my heart, it breaks my heart, but I'm not holding anything back. I'm going full steam ahead.
Dave McGinnis was on the show. He now does analyst work for the Titans. But we asked him, with his extensive experience, he's been around the game 40 years.
Long time.
How would he defend Caleb Williams?
You know, all of my years of calling defenses in this league, when you've got a quarterback that can do that, I mean, you can't just have one rush pattern against him. That's extremely important. And then you've got to marry your rush and your coverage because once you flush him, if you flush him without a real fish hook plan, then the problems that you have is playing plaster in the back end. And with the receivers that he's got available right now, that's a big challenge. So anytime you've got a quarterback that is able to escape but keep his eyes downfield, and as I said earlier, can be accurate on the move, then that puts stress on your defense. So you have to understand down and distance, you have to understand field position, and then when you're calling defenses against someone like this, you've got to vary up what you do, because you can't just present him one picture because you start presenting him one picture, then he's probably going to hurt you.
You heard that, and you heard what Dominic Foxworth has said. Well, now when you listen to Matt Bowen answer the same question about defending Caleb, you might hear a common thread.
So the young quarterbacks usually say, well, if the right-handed quarterback, let's make them go to their left, right? Right? Let's blitz them from the boundary. Let's blitz them from the field. Let's force them to go to their left when they're not as accurate. They don't throw with as much location. Well, Caleb does that, right? To your point, Dan, he does that. Doesn't matter what platform he is. He can be rolling to his left, rolling to his right. Feet could be still moving on the throw. He's a very accurate throw on the move. So for me, if I'm the Tennessee Titans, I'm going to force him to throw from the pocket. That's what I'm going to do. I don't want him to escape. I'm going to have my edges rush up the field and stop, almost like contain look. I'm going to pressure from inside, A and B gap. I want him to stand in the pocket and throw the ball down the field. Throw it into tight windows, throw it into late coverage rotation. I want to see him do that on Sunday, because I know when he gets outside the pocket, then he becomes that natural creator with the football. Now I'm in trouble as a defense.
When you're talking to DBs in a situation like that, what's the teaching rules that go into place with a player like Caleb for the back four of Tennessee?
Ooh, you have to cover longer, right? You're going to have to plaster. Use the term plaster. What that means is, think of a matchup zone in basketball, right? So when the play breaks down, the quarterback extends and escapes and gets outside the pocket. Now you have to match up down the field. Either you're playing quarters or cover two, it does not matter. You have to find the nearest wide receiver in the zone and match him. And you don't know where he's going to go, because now it's a scramble drill, right? And they have rules on scramble drills. Usually short routes convert vertical and opposite for vertical routes. They come back downhill. But you're going to have to plaster, you're going to have to cover longer. And know that even if you have tight coverage, he's got a very aggressive throwing mentality. He's still going to push the ball down the field.
Jason Leisure is on the show every Thursday. He took us inside the Bears locker room and said, fans aren't the only ones that are excited about Caleb's potential.
You have a lot of guys that are in their sixth or seventh year on that offense. And I think that they love his talent. I would say that, someone who makes your job easier as a wide receiver or tight end instead of making your job harder, you would embrace that. And the way that I have heard guys talk about him, Dan, on and off the record, they sound like you sound talking with your friends about him, about something you saw in a preseason game or something you saw in a practice. They are laughing at it, at how ridiculous some of the throws and some of the pocket presence that he's shown in practice and in preseason games has been. They are as giddy about this as the rest of the city is.
Speaking of that man, Jason Leisure, you will remember that our buddy Mark Grody, our colleague, our esteemed colleague Mark Grody, tried to get a question in at a Matt Eberflus press conference recently, I believe, and Leisure just steamrolled him. Leisure just pounded right through him, asked his question. Grody kind of went, oh, okay, I guess we're asking that. Well, turnabout is fair play, I believe. This was Shane Waldron's press conference yesterday.
Shane, what's your expectation?
Elite throws this preseason? Because sometimes we characterize it as that.
No, I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of the question.
Do you think that Caleb Williams has made some elite?
Oh, some elite throws? Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Go get him, Groats.
Groats won!
There it is. Another face-off. We're 1-1. The rubber match will have to decide everything.
All right.
Good job, studs. That was the solid wall of sound.
Good first edition of it. Woo! For sure. We had some great guests on this week.
Every week in football season, man. Ray Diaz puts those guests together. Studs does the sound. Brandon Fryer helps out. Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka. Thanks to Kevin Fishbane, Joe Ostrowski, and Matt Forte for joining us today. The next time we convene this august panel, it's going to be a football Monday. Phones are going to be ringing. Bobs are going to be screaming. It's going to be a thing.
And maybe we'll have chicken. That would be great.
Cope.
You guys have a wonderful day. Cubs baseball is coming up next. We will see you on a Bears Monday here on The Score.
We got to go, guys. It is Cubs baseball.
Yeah.
People are excited. We're here. We're all Cubs fans. We know what we're rooting for. Wrap it up. How do you end this?
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Good to see you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.